Good morning. Hi, Hannah. Good morning. Hey, I'm going to go through announcements. Anybody got your announcement thing? You can go through it with me. First off, Cornerstone will have a Christmas Eve service. We'll be here from 5 to 8. We'll have several different sessions set up around the place where you can read through Christ's birth and you end up with communion. It's a pretty cool time, just intimate if you want to bring your family and go through communion, observe, really think about what it is that we're here to celebrate this holiday season. We've also got next week Christmas community meal on the 23rd. Is that right? Christmas, Wednesday. There is a sign-up sheet on the back. Is it still there? For different items if you guys want to bring it. We did a Thanksgiving meal last month, 20 turkeys cooked. We really hooked up the community. It was really cool. A whole bunch of people came out and participated with it. We're hoping we can do the same thing for this Christmas meal. We have a special Christmas offering. Mike will talk more about it when he gets up here. Last week we opened it up. We're going to let you have one more opportunity to give. You could also give online through the e-give system too, an easy option. It's an electronic check kind of a thing. All year-end gifts, if you want it to count towards this fiscal year, has to be postmarked no later than the 31st. Same thing, put it in our box, have mail it in, do the e-give thing if you want it to count. Cornerstone, we're going to be the host of a men's conference called No Regret, February 1st. We don't do this kind of a thing very often. Every once in a while we'll have a women's retreat or we'll have a men's conference kind of a thing. This is going to be a special time. A lot of good speakers. Encourage you to look it up online. You can see it. They've been going for a long time, so we're excited to host that this year. I think that's all I got. Is that it, Mike? Yeah? I got a corny joke. You guys ready? You sure? Who was here during the first service? Who heard it the first time? Only a couple of you. So you guys, you can walk away now. All right, so what if it was three wise women instead of three wise men? Anybody? Come on. Nobody? They would have asked for directions, arrived on time, helped with the birth, cooked a casserole, and brought practical gifts. Anyway, good morning, you guys.
We've already had a great service this morning. I want to just tell you, one of the things we're going to do this morning, we're going to take up a special love offering for the band this morning. They don't charge anything to come. They just they showed up. Well, they had to get here early this morning. They were here like 6:30, okay? Early setting up, a lot of work just to be able to do a service like this. So we want to be a blessing to them, so we're going to be taking that up in a minute. Ben mentioned our Christmas community offering last week. You guys are incredible. You don't know how bad I want to just tell you what it was, but we're waiting just for a few more people. I know we're out of town, and a few people were getting paid this week. I'm like, can we pay this week? Because we didn't. So anyway, we're opening it up one more week for that. If you want to give towards the Hope House, which is our local homeless shelter, they do an incredible ministry. They're getting ready to open up a women's shelter as well. We're just coming along beside them this year to be a blessing and help them. If you want to give towards that, if you would if you make a check out to the Cornerstone, put Hope House on the memo line, put Hope House on the envelope, and drop it in one of the offering boxes. That's the way if you want to contribute to that this week. The offering we're getting ready to take up here in a minute is just for the band. So that's what we're going to be passing around. So we've got some ushers will be doing that. And then if you want to just give towards the ministry of Cornerstone, as always, you can give by placing your offering in either one of the offering boxes. And your money you give goes to contribute to the work that we do in our community in support of the ministry of this church. And, man, just seeing all the kids up here, our church has been blessed. We've got a lot of young children. We've got a lot of youth. We've got a lot of musical talent. We've got a lot of people who have servants' hearts that are out serving the community. And your giving, what it does, it enables us to keep doing the things that God has called us to do. So I want to thank you in advance for that. I'm going to say a prayer. The guys are going to come up, take an offering. And would you join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you. We thank you for the gift of worship, that through music we can express our love for you as our Creator, as our God, as our Savior. And this morning has been an incredible time of worship. And as we now enter into a time of the service where we can worship through your word, that we can open up the Scriptures and let the Scriptures speak life into us, Lord. I pray that we will just clear our minds of the distractions of the Christmas season and the craziness and the shopping, and let's just focus on the true reason we're here, that Jesus Christ loves us, that He came here on this earth to rescue us and to give us new life in Christ. May we celebrate this morning. May You bless the giving of these offerings and gifts to build up Your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You guys come now. The offering again that they're taking up is for the band. They also have some CDs over here. You can for donation after the service. You can talk to them, hang out as well. While they're taking up offering, though, what we're going to do now is something special. I'm going to ask all the kids to come up front right now. We're going to do a little children's message for you guys. So if you would, come on up, find a seat on the floor somewhere around here, and we're going to do a special thing for you guys this morning. And if you sit really still, you'll get a surprise at the end, okay? That sound like a good deal? Okay. Okay, guys, are y'all excited about Christmas? Okay. What is your favorite gift that you've ever received? What, John? Your electric guitar. You still have it, Mia? Your American Girl doll. American Girl doll, yep. The miracle of Jesus. What did you say? American Girl. Ooh, we got some American Girl doll people. Y'all all just like American Girl. Well, we're going to be... What do you got, Kendall? What do you think? Your skateboard. Your skater dude. Okay. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to read a story to you guys. And I need a little help here. Wait, I'll let you know when. And so what we're going to do is we're going to tell the Christmas story this morning. And the first thing we're going to do is I need somebody to open this box and tell me what's inside. An angel. So let's take the angel out. And we're going to place the angel in our little manger scene here. Okay. So let me read this story to you. It says, "In the beginning, God started to plan to bring about Christmas, and it would be grand. Here He would launch a gift-giving tradition. I'll tell you how it started, so please pay attention. But before we get to the story's heart, let me explain how I play a part. I was involved a long time ago as angel and speaker. It's God's word that I know. For I stand in His presence. I'm Gabriel. And God wants you to hear this story that I tell. For my words will offer His great gift to you, and you'll know what He wants when the story is through. What does God want for Christmas? It's to you a surprise, but it's in box number 7. It's disguised. But no peeking. Be patient. For this you must wait. It's what you offer Him, and it's really great." So, okay. Ava, you can open this one. What is it? Mary. And we got the right box this time. Y'all missed the first service. Okay, this story began when Isaiah did tell that a virgin would give birth to Emmanuel. That name is special because it means God with us. And one day in this child many would trust. So when the time came, I was appointed to tell the young woman that she was anointed. I said to her, "Mary, you're God's chosen one, and you will give birth to God's only son. How can this be? For this isn't typical. Indeed, it's not. We call it a miracle. God's Holy Spirit will help you give birth to God in the flesh. He'll live here on earth. God says to name this baby boy Jesus." And Mary said, "Yes, may God do as He pleases. For I'm His servant and I will obey so God can use me in this special way. What does God want for Christmas? It's to you a surprise. It's in box number 7. It's disguised. But no peeking and be patient for this you must wait. It's what you offer Him and it's really great." Who do you think that is? It's Joseph. So we've got Mary, we've got Joseph, and we've got the angel. So Sweet Mary now knew she'd be Jesus' mother, but moms need help too. She needed another. And Jesus would soon need a here on earth dad. God knew all that, so here's the plan that he had. Hey, Isaiah, how are you? You can open the next one, okay? Okay. We've got several. God knew all that, and here's the plan that he had. God had a man named Joseph in mind. He'd make a good husband who's loving and kind. So one night, God sent an angel to speak instructions to Joseph while he lay asleep. Joseph, take Mary. She'll be a good wife. This marriage is still God's plan for your life. God's Spirit has given her a baby within. His name will be Jesus, and he'll save you from sin. So what does God want for Christmas? It's to you a surprise. It's in box number 7. It's disguised. But no peeking. Be patient. For this you must wait. It's what you offer him, and it's really great. So here's box number 4. Isaiah, would you get that out? Who is that? Thank you. After a while, there came a decree. Go back to where you're from originally. So this couple set out to Bethlehem town, and when they arrived, they looked all around, but the inns were too full, no room for 2 guests. And Mary was tired. She needed to rest. All rooms are taken, the innkeeper said. But then an idea popped into his head. My stable's not much, but there you can stay. I'll give you this manger, a feed trough with hay. No peeking. Later on, there in the quiet of night, to Joseph and Mary's excited delight, she gave birth to God's son. It was not a surprise. God said it was happen, and he never lies. God gave the first gift that first Christmas day. He gave us the Christ, the babe in the hay. But that is not all. God wants something grand, an offering to him, the point of his plan. What does God want for Christmas? It's to you a surprise. In box number 7, it is disguised, but no peeking, and be patient. For this you must wait. It's what you offer him, and it's really great. I'm going to let Michaela open it. What do you think it is? Shepherd? During the night, when all was quite still, shepherds were sheep watching out on a hill. A Savior is born, boomed a rushing wind voice. I herald Messiah. It's time to rejoice. Now what stood before them? An angel in white, with eyes full of fire and a stature of might. Go to Bethlehem now. In a stable you'll find a babe in a manger. That is your sign. Then finding a stable, where they saw a light shine through the wall boards and into the night. The shepherds looked in, and what did they see? The manger, a baby, and they fell to their knees. So this must be him. This is the sign. They had found Jesus, the Savior divine. Those shepherds joined in the first celebration of Christmas because of this grand revelation. One more, and I'm going to let somebody that's not in the back here. Okay. You'll get to help me look at the last one. It's a wise man. Whoa. Now, way in the east lived some men who were wise. They saw a new star when they looked to the skies. This must be the star written here in our book. It tells of a king. Let's go take a look. So they followed this star till it finally rested where Mary the mother and Jesus were nested. When they stepped inside, they all fell to the floor to worship the king, but then there was more. These men gave him frankincense, myrrh, and fine gold to honor the one the new star had foretold. Then in a dream, they learned not to go back by way of King Herod because he planned to attack. So they chose to go home a different way, the child's location they did not betray. Mary thought through these events in her mind. She said, God is so loving, protective, and kind. So what does God want for Christmas? It's to you a surprise. It's in box number 7. It is disguised. But no peeking, and be patient. For this you must wait. It's what you offer him, and this is really great. And now I'm going to open this one. But I want you to tell me what you see when you look in the box, okay? What do you see? you see you. What do you see, Isaiah? Well, you see, can you see over there, guys? You see, what do you see when you look inside? Hello, me. Yep. You see inside? What do you see, guys? You don't see the mirror. You see a picture of yourself. So what does God want for Christmas? Now, here's the surprise. In box number 7, where it's been disguised, peek in the box for so long you have waited. What God wants is you, the one He created. Me, you ask? Why is this so? I cannot wrap and put me in a bow. And no, you cannot, but what you can give are the choices you make in the life that you live. God wants you to know Him and love Him within, and this is called worship, an offering to Him. To do this, trust Jesus, who died in your place when you didn't deserve Him. That is called grace. And guys, that is the best Christmas gift we can give. Christmas is about Jesus' birthday. And what we give Him for His birthday is us. He wants us to live our life for Him. What do you think, Trula? Do you like that? Okay. So here's what I want you guys to do. I'm going to talk to the grown-ups a little bit. I've got a special surprise for you. Ben's got it back there. And so what we're going to ask you to do is I want you guys to sit real still. You can go back to your parents now. And I'm going to talk to the grown-ups for a few minutes. So God showed up. Really, we're talking about Christmas this morning. And hopefully you're already in the spirit of Christmas. And if you've gone to the mall shopping, you probably are out of the spirit of Christmas. And you know, everywhere we turn, we get bombarded with this idea of buying gifts and more stuff. And I'll just tell you, if you think back, you've probably given some pretty bad gifts yourself. Guys, let me just tell you, a vacuum cleaner is not an appropriate gift for Christmas. Right, ladies? Right? Guys, you probably don't want a pedicure for the wives, right? I mean, the wives don't want to give the guys pedicures, right? I mean, there's just certain gifts that we don't give. And we try so hard to pick the perfect gift every Christmas. And you spend time researching it and selecting and purchasing and wrapping and then giving the gift. And then they receive the gift. And here's what I want you to think about. Have you ever thought that the reason that we like to give gifts is because we look to a God who's the ultimate gift giver, who can give the perfect gift every time? For the last few weeks, we've been trying to break down this idea of commercial Christmas, and we've been talking about generosity. And we've hit on a few verses that really stood out. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "You know that the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that by His poverty He could make you rich." And we look at this and we see that Jesus wants us to be generous in our time and our resources in serving others. And we flip to the next chapter, and we talked about this last week in chapter 9 and verse 15. It says, "Thank God for this gift, too wonderful for words." And I really want us to think about this indescribable gift here at Christmas time. The first thing I want you to know, the first thing this morning, is that Christmas is about God's gift to us. The foundational truth of the Bible is that God became flesh. Let's look at part of the Christmas story in Matthew chapter 1. It says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet." And this comes from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, "that the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And this, we see this recorded in Matthew as a fulfillment of a prophecy made 600 years before the birth of Christ, that there will be a virgin that bears a son, and his name will be Jesus. And it means that God is with us. That God has showed up to rescue His people. And so when we realize that, that God actually came near. I love what Max Lucado writes in the book, God Came Near. And it's a beautiful picture of really the meaning of Christmas. Let me just read it to you. He said, it all happened in a moment. A most remarkable moment that was like none other. For through that segment of time, a spectacular thing occurred. God became a man. While the creatures of earth walked unaware, divinity arrived. Heaven opened herself and placed her most precious one in a human womb. God as a fetus, holiness sleeping in a womb, the creator of life being created. God was given eyebrows, elbows, two kidneys, and a spleen. He stretched out against the walls and floated in the amniotic fluids of his mother. God had come near. No silk, no ivory, no hide. To think of Jesus in such a light as well, it seems almost irreverent, doesn't it? It's much easier to keep the humanity out of the incarnation. But don't do it. For heaven's sake, don't. Let him be as human as he is intended to be. Let him into the mire and the muck of our world. For only if we let him in can he pull us out. And I want us to think about that fact that Jesus was born into the world. And this good news of Christmas is that he can be born into our lives as well. There's an often quoted Christmas card that goes like this. It says, if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would send a scientist. If our greatest need would have been money, God would have sent an accountant. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent a Savior. And that gift demands a response. There's something about a present that just cries out to be open. Just, did you see how much the kids were just wanting to open every present? And I wish I had something for every one of them, though, because you see a gift and you just want to unwrap it. And you know, if you've got little kids, if you let them into your living room, they're going to unwrap everything if you're not around. Because there's something about a present that makes you want to unwrap it. And I want to just ask you, Have you received God's gift to you? That's our question this morning. Have you received God's incredible, indescribable gift that He has given to you? Think about this, that God picked out the perfect gift for you. He wrapped it up in human flesh. He sent His very Son to this world to live the life that we couldn't live. And he died the death that we deserve to die so that we could have new life in Christ. Galatians 4 says it this way, but when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman subject to the law. God sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that He could adopt us as His very own children. And because we are His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, prompting us to cry out, Abba, Father. Prompting us to cry out, Daddy, because we've been adopted into the family of God. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are His child, God has made you His heir. I love Romans 5 as well. It says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might be perhaps to be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Jesus to die for us while we were still sinners. While we were messed up, while we were caught up in the muck and the mire of this world, God sent His Son Jesus to rescue us, to pull us out of the pit that we were in. He came so that we might have life, eternal life. And that's the invitation, that's the offer that God is extending to you here in this place this morning. I don't know why you're here. Maybe that you showed up in this and you're here every week and you're learning and you're growing and God has you here and He's using the ministries here to build you up. Maybe you're here because someone invited you. Maybe you just showed up because you wanted to hear some good music. Maybe you just heard we had free donuts in the cafe. I don't know why you're here, but here's the thing. You are not here by accident this morning. God is extending this gift to you. And as John 1:12 says, but to all who received them, to all who believed, to all who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. And I want you to just to think about this morning. I want you to think about that. If I had a gift here, the most incredible gift you have ever seen, and I said, I have this gift for you. It's invaluable. It's the most incredible gift on the whole planet. And I have it, and it's yours. Would you just sit back and say, I don't want it. I'm not interested. Why are you offering that to me? I don't need it. I'm fine without it. No, I mean, if y'all saw that Mega Millions lottery last week and I said I have the winning ticket to that, somebody gonna knock me down trying to get that thing, right? I mean, if we see something valuable, we reach out and we want to take possession of it. And here's the thing. God is extending to you something far more valuable than any lottery ticket. He's extending to you eternal life. Life in Christ. Ephesians 2 says it this way. God saved you by His grace when you believed. And you can't even take credit for it. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. You are not going to earn your way into heaven. You are not going to be able to do enough good things to make yourself right with God. What happened is God extended grace to you. He died on the cross so that He could take the pain, the punishment, the shame, the condemnation, the guilt. He can take all that upon Himself, and He can give us in return the righteousness of God. And that we could have a relationship with the God who created us. And so this morning you may be here and you may have been a Christian for a long time and you have this gift and you've placed it on a shelf. Let me challenge you this morning. Will you get serious about your faith? Will you get serious about following Christ? You may be here this morning and God's extending this gift and you've never opened it. My prayer is that this morning you would say, God, I'm ready. I want to enter into this life that you're talking about. I want to have this eternal life. I want to be transformed by the power of the cross. Because we can't talk about the birth of cross without talking about the cross that Jesus went to for us. Do you guys pray with me this morning? Just bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning that we can worship here in this place. That we have the freedom to come here, that we can open up your word, that we can see these children laughing and playing and learning about their Heavenly Father. But my prayer this morning, God, is that each person sitting in this room would be able to look inside their life to ask the question, have I received the gift? Have I received this incredible, indescribable gift of God? Your word tells us that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, if we believe in our heart that God raised Christ from the dead, then we will be saved. And Lord, I believe that this morning, that there are people in this place that have never unwrapped the gift, that have never taken possession of the gift, that there are people here who, for whatever reason, have been pushing you away. May this morning be the time that their life is forever changed. May they cry out to you, admit their sin, confess it before you, believe on the cross, and your word tells us that we will be saved. If that's you this morning, I just want to invite you to pray with me this morning. As just a confession of your heart, just as a time of surrender in your life, just to say, Jesus, I need you. God, please forgive me for my sin. Lord, I know I need a Savior. I know I need rescue. Lord, I want to turn my life to you. I place my faith, I place my trust, I place my belief on you. And Lord, please come into my life and change me and to transform me. Lord, just save me here in this place this morning. If that's your prayer, I want you to know that Jesus heard it this morning. While every head's bowed, would you just be honest enough this morning just to slip up your hand and say, Mike, I'm ready. I prayed that prayer this morning. I want new life in Christ. I'm here, God, speaking to my heart. Anybody in this place this morning would just say, God, I'm giving my life to Christ. See several hands. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the gift that's indescribable. We know that lives can be eternally changed, and we thank you for that. It's in Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen. If you made any type of decision this morning, there's a communication card on the seat back. I would ask that you fill that out and let us know the decision you made. There's a place in there for prayer requests if you would like us to pray for you. As always, I'll be hanging around after the service to talk, and we'd love to talk with you. And if you have any questions, we'll be around. But I want to close this morning. I know we've gone a little over, and that's all right. I want to close this morning by asking the band to come back up. Will you guys come back on up? Have you guys been blessed this morning? Amen. It's been a blessing to be here and experience God's presence in a way like this, and to hear the wonderful music and to see children coming up. This is awesome this morning. I want you guys just to pay attention to them. They're going to share a little bit and close us out, and then we'll be done after that.